In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The CDC has now said some people who got vaccinated for COVID-19 should get a booster, but the rule doesn't apply to everyone. Berrien County Health Department spokesperson Jillian Conrad explained the situation to us.
This week, the CDC did make a formal recommendation for those who received the Pfizer vaccine to get a booster dose 6 months after their second dose if they're over the age of 65, have high risk for severe COVID-19 due to underlying medical conditions, or if they work in jobs that put them at high risk.
So individuals in that group are advised to go ahead and get the booster. Conrad says that doesn't apply to those who are not in that group. The CDC is still evaluating whether younger individuals who are not at high risk should get a booster. Conrad says the Berrien County Health Department will start to provide Pfizer boosters to the eligible today. However, she notes many of the vaccinations previously provided by the department were from Moderna and not Pfizer. This booster recommendation only applies to those who have had the Pfizer shots. Also, you don't have to have your third shot from the same place where you got your first two. Conrad says you can go with providers like your doctor, a pharmacy, or a hospital. She notes all three shots of the Pfizer vaccine are exactly the same. A Goebbels High School student is in the Van Buren County Jail after admitting to carrying a handgun to school. Van Buren County Sheriff's deputies were called to the school on Friday morning just before 8:30 on a report that a teen might be armed. He was not, but said he had brought the gun to school in the past for self-defense. It was later found at his home and was seized for evidence. A GoFundMe has been launched to help the family of two victims in a fatal crash in Sotus Township last week. 42-year-old Robert Keyes of Niles and 13-year-old Silas Keyes of St. Joseph were killed in the crash on Monday after their vehicle lost control on the wet surface of Sotus Parkway west of Watson Road. They were father and son. A passenger in the vehicle, 8-year-old Elliot Keyes, suffered critical injuries. He's the son of Robert Keyes and the brother to Silas. The GoFundMe site launched to help Elliot and his family says he was flown by care flight from the hospital in St. Joe to Kalamazoo after surgery on Monday night. He then had surgery while at Bronson in Kalamazoo in the early morning hours on Tuesday and then was transferred for more surgery at the University of Michigan Hospital in Ann Arbor on Wednesday. It says Elliot's mother, Ashley, will have many needs as she navigates this difficult terrain with her son. It says the campaign is intended to help Ashley financially, but is also a tangible way for her to see the love and support of the community during a time when it would be easy to feel lost, afraid, and alone. As of Friday afternoon, the GoFundMe had raised more than $63,000. We have a link to it on our website. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.